Ramble.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm one of your hosts, Matt. I'm here with Maggie.
Hello.
Becky.
Hello.
And Rainey.
Hello.
And today we are talking about the Oscars. It was so exciting. Did everyone see me at the Oscars?
What a surprise. I saw you, Matthew. I saw you behind camera sneaking around.
I was looking.
Thank you, Becky. Me too. I was not at the Oscars. I was wondering where I was too. You know, why wasn't I there?
You
know,
why weren't you there, Matthew?
I did not get a ticket. I was not invited.
Seems like a very exclusive event.
I mean, it is pretty exclusive.
Pretty.
Because, you know, everyone knows Eugene went, made a huge splash. So then all these people were texting me during it, being like, are you there? Are you at the Oscars right now? And I was like,
as if you'd respond if that was the case.
And I was like, I'm sitting on my couch at home.
I mean, it is like a crazy exclusive invite list. Do you remember years ago when our queen, Rachel Zegler, was up for, or West Side Story was nominated for Best Picture?
Yeah.
And Rachel was not invited to the Oscars. She only got invited because she tweeted. Somebody was like, oh, can't wait to see what you're wearing or something. And she was like, yeah, I wasn't invited. And then she got invited.
It's so crazy. I mean, Eugene got invited and he did tons of campaigning for them. Like he went to so many events.
Junkets.
And all of these screenings and all these Q&As and
lots of press.
And so much press stuff. It was insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's so exciting that he got to go. He looked amazing.
I know. Best dress.
Best dress for sure. I remember texting Matt throughout all this. I was like, oh my God, he's in the New York Times swipey. And I was like, I don't know why I keep screenshotting and sending them to you as if your entire family and friend group isn't doing the same thing, but I'm going to stop. I'm sorry. I'm just so excited.
Everyone is so excited. Yes. So everyone watched. Everyone's watching.
Yes.
What was your favorite moment of the night?
Favorite moment?
Yeah, of the Oscars. What was your favorite moment? Fine. I mean, obviously seeing Eugene was cool, but I mean, they didn't win, so they didn't get to go on stage.
Yeah. I loved seeing backstage photos of John Cena reenacting what happened 10 years ago being naked. I liked seeing that he had like an adhesive underwear. That was my
dangerous.
Favorite part. My favorite part.
John.
She just wanted to see John Cena naked.
Exactly.
Awooga.
That wasn't my favorite part, but definitely a highlight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about you, Becky? What was your favorite part?
So I just watched the pre-show to see Eugene. And instead, I saw Dune 2.
Okay.
Dune 2, so
your
Rise of
part
the Dune.
Was Dune 2.
I saw Dunk 2, which was amazing.
How did you liked it?
I thought Dune 2 was better than Dune 1. I was very
really?
Into
I haven't
it.
Seen it yet.
It is so
is it
good.
Because there's more Zendaya.
There's more Zendaya. I love that journey for her. She really gets in the, she's like at the end, ooh, you should see. It's crazy.
I know. I don't want to give spoilers, but
it's really, really good.
I see it.
I thought Austin Butler and Timothée Chalamet were going to kiss.
I did not know it was Austin Butler for like at least the first like 15 minutes he was on screen.
Oh,
I was
really?
Like, when does he come on? And then Zach was like, you don't recognize that bone structure. I was like,
I know he did. People give him a lot of shit for
that
the Elvis.
I was like, of course.
People give him a lot of shit for the Elvis voice, but like he is good at impressions. Mm-hmm. Like he sounded like a Skarsgård.
Yeah. It was nuts.
So definitely see Dune 2. But we just watched the pre-show.
You watched the pre-show.
And it was actually perfect because we had gotten home from dinner. And I was like, oh, hurry, turn on the pre-show, because we were in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So we were on the two-hour time difference. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, hurry, turn it on so we could see if we see Eugene. And it was like halfway done. And I was like, oh, dang, maybe we missed him. Like, I can see that he's posting pictures already there. And literally 2 seconds later, he shows up on the screen. And I'm like, ah! We rewound, recorded.
Well, it's crazy because we didn't see I had some friends over and stuff, and all of his style team came over to watch.
Cool.
And we didn't see him on the actual carpet, because normally you can see all the celebrities kind of coming through, and then on like ABC or whatever, it's the recap. It's like delayed a little bit. Mm. But we saw every other person from his Netflix team go.
Wow.
We saw all of them, and we're like, Eugene has to be next.
He's got to be coming.
He wasn't there. Because they had, I guess, like two aisles you could go down, and the whole team went down one, and that was like had a live stream of and the other one didn't have a live stream of it. It was just like all the regular photography and videography people.
Wow.
So he won that one. So he's only on the recap video. So we really thought we missed him and we were so pissed. And then he came up like multiple times.
Yeah, he was on the ABC 7 one.
Yeah. It was so cool. It was so fun.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So crazy.
Crazy on the TV.
I mean, because I feel like I never grew up watching the Oscars. Yeah. Like, it wasn't a thing my family did.
It was the opposite. I did grow up watching the Oscars, and now as an adult, I really don't watch it anymore.
Really?
Because usually I haven't seen the movies. Since the pandemic, I'm like, ugh, there's so why many watch movies. Something sad when you can watch something
I feel like there are so
stupid.
Many movies.
Yeah, there are a ton.
Like,
I've probably seen not even half the movies watching until like a few years ago, but every single year, like as Oscar season approaches, I like at least try and watch everything that's nominated for Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last time I watched it was when they announced La La Land was the winner instead of Moonlight.
That was a juicy.
And I was like, well, I guess I never have to watch another Oscars again because that was crazy. Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
That was pretty wild. I remember, wild to see.
I think we were in Joshua Tree like celebrating something. And that was the one year Zach was like, okay, I'm not going to watch. And that was happening. Zach was like looking on social media. He's like, I'm so sorry. I have to turn this on. Like, I need to see what's like, what are people talking about? And that was the year. And I was like, oh my gosh.
It was crazy. It was wild.
I mean, Eugene always makes me watch it now.
Yeah.
Because that's his like passion.
Passion.
Well, what was your Oscar movie of the year then? What was the best one?
Oh, the best moment I had was when the special effects team from Godzilla went up. They were so cute. They all had little Godzilla
heels
on their shoes, I saw.
And they all had like little Godzilla figurines or whatever.
Cute.
And they all went up with them and they were all different and they were so cute. Mm-hmm. And they were all, you know, trying to give the speech together at the same time. She was like helping him. Oh. It was so
cute. He
tosses
his.
And they were so excited. They looked legitimately shocked.
Yes.
Like shocked to be
Great movie.
It was so good.
Yeah.
That was my favorite because it was just so cute. Very wholesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A sweet moment.
A very sweet moment. Yes. Mm-hmm. That was my favorite
love
of the night because it was so different. You know?
What was your favorite Oscar movie this year? Did you watch any?
I mean, I actually didn't see Oppenheimer.
Me neither.
Right? I feel like I need to see it. I mean, I did watch
Barbie.
I mean,
we know what happens, right? That's kind of how I feel about it. I'm like, but I guess I saw Titanic and I know what happens at the end of that too.
Right.
All the disaster movies.
Okay, I'll watch it. But sometimes I don't have 3 hours, unless it's for Dune.
How long is Dune?
2 hours, like 50 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
That is really long.
That's a long time. Zach saw it twice.
Whoa.
Mm. We saw it once together, and then him and Garrett like saved him an extra ticket, and he went and saw it in 70 millimeter at like 10 o'clock one night when he had to shoot the next day. And he came home at like 1 in the morning and then had to be up again. I was like, oh my gosh, dedication.
Choices.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's crazy. I want to see the only Oscar movie I think that I wanted to see was that Zone of Interest movie because I watched like a behind the scenes of how they filmed it, and it was about the sound mixing that they did.
Yeah. Right.
Because they filmed it.
It was
the cameras were in the house and the microphones were in the house.
Yeah. Right.
And then everything was happening. Like they filmed things simultaneously so you could hear what was happening outside the house as well as inside the house as well as different rooms in the house.
Right. I heard the team would set up cameras and just let the actors just live in it.
They were in the house. Like they were like in the walls.
Wow. Yeah. I watched it at home and we tried blaring the speakers, but I wish that was one of the movies that I could see in theaters because sound is like a big component of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite Oscars movie?
I don't know if I have like a top favorite. I loved Poor Things. I know that like a lot of my friends are mixed on it. The costume's really cool.
Now it's streaming.
I like how they use like cameras to kind of like mimic kind of she is an adult in like a child's she's a child in an adult's body and like in the beginning of the film it's like very like fishbowl like it was cool and I loved the costumes
and the way they recreated all those sets and stuff was really cool. I was reading about that.
I love the dance scene.
They created like a whole like a Portuguese village and like a soundstage. And it was like all connected. So you could walk through as if it was like an actual village.
Mm-hmm. My mom really wanted to watch it when we were in Chicago. And I was like, I'm not watching it with you. And she's like, why don't you want to watch with me? I was like, I don't want to watch anything that has sex in it with
you. There's a lot of sex in it.
And she was like, are you sure there's sex? And then she watched it and she's like, you're right. I did not want to watch that with you either.
Kimberly.
I was like, I'm not watching that. No way.
Oh my God. Well, what is your favorite category for the Oscars? Like, what do you always like, ooh,
well, this is good. Hair and makeup and costuming. Makeup. Those are always like costume my favorite.
And set design.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was one year I was really mad because the whale won over, I think it was Wakanda Forever. And I was like, did you see all the makeup in that movie?
Yeah.
There were hundreds of people.
That's true.
In like these custom, like, paint on their faces and these intricate hairstyles, and the whale was one man. Mm. One man. Mm. So I rallied against that one.
I hope you wrote a strongly worded letter.
I wrote
to the Academy.
Said, Dear Hollywood Foreign Press. That's who does it, right?
I mean, it's all the governor's vote. Actually, there's like 10,000
of them. Wait, that's what you said, the governors?
There's 10,000?
The governors. Wow. There's over 10,000 people that vote, yeah. But
how do you become a governor?
I that is something I would still like to know.
Yeah.
How?
Tell me. Google.
It literally just says you have to be like in the industry and have worked in the industry for a while.
I'm guessing so like, you have
how
to
does that invite come?
No, so like another governor and you have
does
to
someone
be...
like tap your back and you're like, you're it?
I don't know. I know people. We have a lot of friends that get screeners, so I assume they get to vote in something, right?
You do like,
I think. Erica!
The rules are very murky, and it's hard to find any solid evidence online.
Because they don't want to let you in.
That's what
They're
I mean.
Gatekeeping.
Yeah.
Who are
keeping us out?
Who are they?
Keeping everyone out except for the 10,000 people that can vote.
What the heck?
But what's your favorite category? The Oscars category.
I like set design. I thought that was cool.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
And then I can't remember. I was just like in passing, but they talked. They had like clips of like stunt devils and stuff. I don't know if that's a category or if they said that needs to be a category.
That was my next question: is what category is missing?
If it's not stunts, I feel like stunts absolutely need to be a category.
I don't think there's a stunts category.
Because if you think of like the top movies, you always think of like big scenes where there's like stunt devils doing crazy.
All the Mission Impossible.
Yes. You know, yes, yes, yes.
The Fast and the Furious this is.
Mm-hmm. Hey, well, you know, what's his name does all his stunts.
I know, that's he what says. I mean. He could win another
he says,
category.
Tom Cruise says he does it all.
He could win another category.
He could finally win a category. I don't know if Mission Impossible's winning acting Oscars.
But stunts devil them that. Would be amazing, Vicky.
Yeah, stunts is definitely an Oscar category that is missing.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Okay, well, so tell us more about the inside scoop.
Before we do that, here are some things that I learned this year.
Okay.
In my Oscars journey that I didn't know about. Okay. The Oscars is not just one event. Like you think of it as one thing, mm-hmm. right? Like it's like the ceremony.
Yeah.
But there are hundreds of like parties and like things and events and stuff around them. Like every single movie that's up for something has all these screenings and these like press events mm-hmm. and Q&As. And they try to like push the governors or the people who actually vote to actually watch the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of them don't watch the movies.
Then how can they?
That's what I don't understand. Like, how can you vote in a category if you haven't seen the movie?
Recall the governors.
Recall
the governors.
But it's to make them watch the movie so that they will, you know, hopefully
and
vote for you.
Fresh.
Because if they don't watch it, how could they vote for you?
Yeah.
Right.
And also, what is their job? If you're not going to watch the movie, it's like kind of like the one
job. I don't
think
they get like paid for it.
Yeah. I think it's just like
I
an
think they
extra.
They just like are a producer or a movie exec and then.
They also get to
they also
vote
get
on
to
this.
Vote on it because they're in the industry.
And maybe there's like such a big pool of them because they can't rely on like a set 20 people to decide the awards for all these.
Yeah. And you can, if you like work in set design, for example, I don't think you're allowed to vote for every category. Like you can vote for your set design category and then I think you're eligible for certain ones.
We need to find a governor. Everything.
I know. We need to
interview a governor.
A governor.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. And there's so many like cocktail parties.
Well, yeah. And there's
like Eugene
the
gets
luncheon.
So sick of going to all this stuff.
The luncheon just, like, he went to.
Yeah. No kidding. It's just like, and then you have to dress to impress at all these events.
We had a lot of good
outfits. We had so many packages coming to our house with all like the clothing and from all the designers and like the styling stuff and all the shoes and the jewelry and...
Oh, sounds horrible.
So many packages, Becky. So many packages. I feel like it's so wasteful because you get it, you use it, and then you send everything back, you know?
Yeah, but it's like PR for the designer.
Yeah, but everything's not always free. Depends.
I, this year, have made a conscious effort to start trying to wake up at the same time every single day, and thank goodness Hatch has me covered. I love adding a unwind option. So like every day at 9:30, my Hatch will turn on and it'll start reminding me like, hey, it's this time in the night. You should start really trying to wind down. So many things try to keep us up at night. Our endless to-do list, social media, our favorite shows, a million things don't want you to sleep. Hatch does. Hatch helps you choose sleep and creative bedtime habits that make you feel better at night and energized in the morning. The Hatch Restore helps you build sleep habits that make your unwind and wake routine simple and enjoyable for a screen-free bedtime, even when your to-do list wants you to choose otherwise. And with a Hatch Plus subscription, you can unlock premium routine building features like Cue to Unwind, which signals you when it's time for bed, and Pillow Talk, an audio series, which is just like your favorite bedtime TV shows without the screens that keep you up. Right now, Hatch is offering our listeners $20 off your purchase of the Hatch Restore and free shipping at hatch.co/sitwithus. Visit hatch.co/sitwithus to get $20 off and free shipping. hatch.co/sitwithus.
Oh, so you're a little return and little Nancy returner.
Well, no, when you return it to them, obviously. Whatever. We'll get into that later. You're jumping ahead, Becky.
Stop jumping ahead.
I'm like, wait, are you going to like Louis Vuitton and being like, I would like to return this outfit? That's what Emma Stone did at the end. I'd like to return this outfit.
I mean, if it's something that's off the rack, I mean, probably not for Emma Stone, but most people,
yeah,
they would, your stylist, right? Because sometimes people don't know how this works, but yeah, it's like your stylist is the one that helps coordinate and get everything for your look.
Right.
And so the stylist a lot of times gets the designer to lend it to you for free for you to wear because you'll like tag them in posts and you'll be on the carpet or at events and stuff and you'll be able to, they'll be able to see that you're wearing that designer's clothing and then you send the clothing back to them. Mm-hmm. So it's like being able to use it for free. But that doesn't always work. Like, so for example, for this dress, it was not free because Eugene wanted to do something that was
custom
couture made with him and like for him. So he actually gets to keep it. So if he was a bigger name, yes, he would have been able to like get that for free. But because he's not,
right,
it was like at a discounted rate.
Gotcha. Right? So he gets to keep it.
So yeah, it's,
where is it being stored?
I know what he's wearing for a colorful formal wedding.
Ooh.
Could you imagine?
I want to be Eugene at the Oscars for Halloween. Yeah.
Could you imagine?
What if he keeps the pants and I'll take the dress part?
Right. Yeah.
Well, first, I don't think it would work like that, actually.
He's like, I'm not entertaining
you. You have to finish learning at the Oscars first, Becky.
Okay, Governor, what's next?
These are things you don't know. Okay. All
these
categories,
are things you don't know.
All categories except the best picture our tabulation count, meaning that whichever one gets the most votes, like, wins.
Oh, except best picture.
So best picture is called preferential voting, meaning the voters rank the movies in order. So you do, like, your first choice, second choice, third choice, fourth choice, so on. And the one that gets 50%, the one that is 50% that's placed in the first slot automatically wins. And if there's not a movie that has that in first slot of 50%, then they delete the one that has the least amount of votes for it and they retabulate. So it like removes things around based on, you know, how things work. So it's a little more of a challenge.
Yeah.
And voting is only open to members for like a week. So I mean, you have to like, you have a week to like send in your votes.
Wow.
And it's usually at the beginning of the month, like a couple weeks before the Oscars. And then PwC, PricewaterhouseCoopers, which I actually interned at.
Yeah, it's like one of the big
MBA school.
Four. Were you the man with the chain to your wrist?
Yeah.
The
so there's only two people in the whole world that know the results from when they're tabulated into when they're announced on stage.
Only two. So
what's his name and where does he live?
Well, there are two. I know, right? There are two PwC partners. So I don't know if they're the same people every year or not. Ooh. But then they sit in the wings and they hand, like, give the presenters the envelopes themselves.
Wow.
So that's why there was, like, a debacle one year, because they handed, like, the wrong envelope to the presenter. I think it was the year for Lala and stuff, yeah. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't that they, I think he misread it. I'm going to Google it. Yeah.
I can't remember. There was, like, a debacle about it.
It was an elderly gentleman.
Yeah, something crazy happened.
Wait, I'll Google it while you do that. Why is it PwC? Like, what are they?
Because they're, like, an audit firm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. So they're really just in charge of counting and, like, doing the math.
Right. Huh. Yeah. Yeah. So they're, like, an independent third party, basically, that counts all the votes and does the whole process.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So that's how they do it.
That's nuts.
The more you know.
The more you
know. The more you know. I mean, I still don't understand or know why I don't get to go.
I still don't understand.
I still don't understand how to become a governor. And I still don't understand if you have to watch all the movies to vote.
Yeah.
Like, how do they keep track of that?
Oh, Matt, you were right. I was wrong.
The person, like, said the wrong, or they gave them the wrong envelope.
They gave them the source of the guffaw. Beattie had been given an envelope that contained the winner for the category of lead actress. The award had been given to La La Land's Emma Stone directly prior to Best Picture.
Oh.
Oops.
That's what happened. Went to the wrong person. So you're right, Matthew.
Thank you. Becky never tells me that.
I try not to.
Yes.
Okay, what else don't we crazy? Know? What else don't we know? More.
Those were the highlights.
Okay.
Because then I was going to talk about
the scoop.
Not getting to go to the Oscars. You know, getting ready.
How sad you are.
Get ready with me while I get Eugene ready to go to the Oscars. Basically.
What time did your day begin?
Oh my God. Well, we got up at like 6:30.
Wow.
Which isn't that early, but it's still pretty early. I mean, the Oscars start at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
But the carpet, you had to start being there even.
Eugene had to be at the carpet at 1:30.
Oh, okay. So 6 a.m. Mm-hmm.
So 6 a.m. And then we went to the designer's atelier.
Ooh.
Downtown, atelier. Right off Broadway. It was beautiful. The designer's name is Walter Mendez.
Mm-hmm.
Love him. He's so nice. Mm. He's so sweet. He even gave me like one of his jackets, because he does these like crazy, bedazzle cheapens it. Like, in like, what do they call it? Diamond encrusted.
Like,
yeah, embellished. Thank you.
Yeah.
Embellished jackets and stuff. And like everything he has is like super embellished.
Wow.
Like half of his atelier is like bridal wear.
Wow.
And then he has tons of other really cool dresses, like very like 70s vibes. And then some menswear where it's like jackets that are all embellished and like capes and stuff like that.
Beautiful.
So he let me wear one around the studio for a while. It was so fun.
He let me wear one around the studio.
Matt played dress up.
That's the dream.
And then at the end, he's like, you should wear this tonight. And I was like, to my couch? Like, I don't think I need to wear this to go sit at home.
What was
Thank
the process?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Eugene getting an intro with Walter and like designing the piece.
Yeah, because Eugene found out, I want to say like 2 weeks before
that's
the Oscars.
That's not a lot of time.
It's no time.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not enough time at all to get anything done. And I feel like this was his redemption from going to the Met and not having any agency in kind of how he was going to be dressed and what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So he really wanted to have a lot of control.
Mm.
So that's why he knew he wanted to do a custom piece.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So then his stylist, Colin, was the one who knew Walter before. Mm. And they had talked about doing something with Eugene before, but it didn't work out. So then he contacted Walter and was like, do you think this could work? And then Walter like jumped at it and said yes. Because Walter had done no one that was walking like the red carpet before at the Oscars, but like other celebrity mm-hmm. plus ones and stuff that had been to the Oscars. So he actually had like four other gowns there that night.
Wow.
Oh, pretty.
Two. So he actually was at the governor's ball after the Oscars.
Cool.
But this was his first like big red carpet moment.
Ooh.
So that was really cool. So it was like, they created the dress in like a week.
That
like,
is
so
an insane timeline. Even
designed
just like
it and like his
measurements and
his team there created it in a week. Yeah.
Wow.
So he had to go in for like multiple fittings mm-hmm. in the studio in downtown. And I remember they were doing like concept stuff for it. And Walter was just like furiously like on the pages. You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah.
Just like coming up with ideas so quickly. Because when you look at it, it looks like a full gown,
mm-hmm.
but it's actually two pieces. So the top piece It just has like three buttons and it's like, it almost looks like a tux jacket. And the bottom is pants with like a huge train type skirt around and behind it. So it looks like a gown, except from like certain angles and kind of when you're walking. And because the legs are just like so big, they're like, I don't know, 10 inches, 12 inches wide.
Wow. Or
they're really big. And the fabric, I kept calling it like snap bracelet fabric. Because for all the pictures, you would go to the ends of the scallops and like go like this, and they would like snap stiff. Wow. There's like backing in there.
Oh, that's cool.
So they like, you know, they get kind of like when you're walking and stuff, they kind of move. So to get them to go straight again, you have to like snap them.
Wow.
Yeah. So on the red carpet, no one was allowed on the red carpet with him to like help him do stuff.
So he had to do it himself.
But like Netflix has a whole team there to help.
Oh, okay.
You know, move their people through, luckily. Mm-hmm. So his stylist was able to talk to one of the people, and one of the people like followed him and like
snap the dress.
Snapped it all for all the pictures.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, because Eugene really wanted, he like worked with Walter on the design to, because they really wanted something that was like playing with like masculine, feminine, like any, like very androgynous, like anyone could wear it. Mm-hmm. And then also something that was going to be a big statement. And then also with the limited time, they only had two kind of fabric choices.
Oh, gotcha.
With what Walter had. So it was either going to be like a deep jewel tone, like blue or red. Mm. So they went with red.
Yeah.
I like the red. It was very poppy. And I feel like people, not a lot of people wore red.
Almost no one wore red. It's so crazy.
Yeah. So you could see him like in the crowd.
Yeah. Like everyone, most people wore black, honestly. Like there were only a couple colors. Most people were black and white.
Right.
Yeah. It was wild.
Well, he knocked it out of the park with that 2-week timeline. My goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. He was so stressed. He like couldn't sleep. Stressing himself out about like all the details, every little thing. And then he was wearing 8-inch heels.
Whoa!
Underneath. So he was like, I don't know, 6'9", 6'10". He was huge.
Like a basketball player.
He was so tall.
Wow.
And the heels, I'm sure you saw on Instagram, they're like,
I didn't see them.
They're like platform. And then they're like crocodile embossed looking.
Okay.
And they're like jet black.
Whoa.
Yeah. So tall. He was so tall.
How long did it take Adrian and David to do hair and makeup? Mm.
Yeah. Oh, so what? That was the other thing is like when we walked in to Walter's studio, it was like when we got there, they had already been setting up for like hours, like getting ready. Like they were so excited. Like, because normally for these things, you walk in and it's like you're just there with your team, like getting ready, getting dressed. Mm-hmm. But there were probably like 15, 20 people there just to help.
Wow.
With like the whole day between the two teams. He had like Walter had all of his assistants there. He had multiple photographers. He had a videographer. He had his own makeup person. Because at the same time he was doing like a mini, I wouldn't call it a documentary. It's more like a sizzle reel about like the day and how they, you know, came about for the dress and, you know, how they created it and worked together and getting ready for the day and all of that. And then they took pictures together too, because he wore like this whole little getup. It was really cute. Mm. It was really fun. But so we got there by 8 a.m. And then Ariana got like right away his makeup artist. Because he brought his makeup artist, his stylist, hairdresser, which was David Dang. And then me as the
emotional support,
the go-getter person.
Yeah, or the
go get this, go get that.
The holder.
Yeah, the timekeeper.
Hold my coffee.
Timekeeper. And then he also brought his photographer that does all his stuff, JD, too. So,
and he does all the Try Guys stuff, too.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you ever see all the pictures.
All the pictures for their book, like for anything like that. It's always JD.
Yeah, he does such a good job. And so that was all of us coming in. So then Ariana gets going right away because she's like, we need to get this going. And even though it was like a very like natural look, it probably took her like an hour and a half of doing makeup before they could do like the pretend like, oh, I'm just starting to get ready. You
know? Just like the skin prep.
Yeah, and the like, skin prep look. Like the natural, not as such a makeup look. You know, like.
Wow.
Yeah. And then David was there coiffing the hair. And it was more of like, they were going for more of like a old Hollywood look. So that's why it's more like the like very traditional kind of coif.
Mm-hmm. I like it. It looked like very retro, but clean. Mm-hmm. Clean retro.
Yeah, exactly. So that, I mean, that didn't take too, the hair didn't take too long, but it was like a whole production, like
it takes
getting into the dress or getting into the outfit and stuff.
Wow. Yeah. I would be so scared to get makeup on it. I'd be like,
and he had to leave by like, we had to leave Walter's by noon.
Right.
Right. So we had those four and a half hours there. And once he was ready, once he was in everything, it was like a million and a half pictures, you know, like every single angle, every single lighting, everything just to get all the poses.
Yeah.
With all the different team members.
You have to allocate time
for
that. They did
all of the like video stuff. They did like other pictures in the atelier, you know, very like, just like with fabric laying everywhere and
yeah,
like the sewing machines around and
proper
stuff like
lighting
that.
Set up and everything. It was a whole.
So it was really fun. And the thing that we did not plan very well for is like making sure that you eat and drink.
I was about to ask. I was like, did he eat that day?
And also when you're like so nervous, a lot of times you don't want to.
Or just food so tastes
at the
like
beginning
nothing.
Of the morning, I went and got coffees for like everyone.
Yeah.
That's all that you had.
Everyone on the teams was like 20 coffees. Got all these coffees, giving them to people. And then they had like some snack bars and stuff. But that was it. So at the very end, when Eugene was like, I was like, you need to just take like 10 minutes before you leave. And just like refresh, get a little bite to eat.
Mm-hmm. He's not a big snacker.
Like, use the bathroom because there you're not going to use the bathroom. And like do your last prep like before we take off. And then when he requested a sprinter van
just
to
so
be his taxi.
In and out.
Because the fabric will wrinkle. So he couldn't sit.
Oh. So he laid from downtown.
So he had two options. He could have like gone to where he was meeting all the Netflix people at like a hotel and take everything off, go down there and then put everything back on or just stand in the sprinter van.
Oh, stand. Okay.
In his 8-inch heels.
Oh my God.
So he stood in his sprinter van.
Wow.
Crouching in 8-inch heels going from downtown to Hollywood to this hotel so that they could get all the Netflix pictures with all the Netflix people.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had to get back in there and then go to like the Dolby Theater standing. In everything.
An 8-inch heel.
To go walk the red carpet.
Did he spray his feet with just like numbing spray? My
Seriously,
goodness.
By the end of the day, when he came back, he got home at like, I want to say like 9:30, 10.
Mm-hmm. So
that's a long day.
Yeah.
Of basically being in the same outfit.
Did he go to another event afterwards? Because there's the Vanity Fair party.
He had a whole
party.
Outfit and his whole team was waiting for him at home to like redo him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was just like, I can't do it.
I mean,
I can't go.
There's so
I can't
many,
go to the after party.
Yeah, there's so many parties.
He
there was like
it.
An after party and an after party. After?
I was like, it's okay. You should party. Want to leave them wanting more. You know,
yeah.
Leave them wanting more of your looks.
So you
right?
keep getting invited
leave
to
at the
see
highest
more
point.
Sleighs.
Exactly.
How far along did you get to go? Like, did you get to go into the sprinter van and just like wave?
I was driving the style team
in
our car behind. Because we had to go back into Hollywood. And then when he came off the sprinter van the first time, they had to do a refresh, like last minute touches.
Right.
Because then once he gets there.
That's it.
That's it.
It's always crazy to me how early everybody gets ready for things. Like I follow a couple makeup artists on like Instagram and TikTok. And there's this one who I love. Her name's Courtney Hart. And she was talking. This was a video from way before. But she's like, when you're doing the makeup, you do it. And then there could be 5 hours before that person's on the carpet.
Yeah.
And like in between those 5 hours, like they could do any number of things to like the makeup that you did.
Right.
So when people are like, oh, there's like flashback or, oh, why does that lipstick look bad or whatever? It's like that could have been out of their hands.
Yeah.
Totally.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And it's like, if you yourself are like nominated for something, like, the big people come at the end, right? Like right before the show starts.
Mm-hmm.
But all the people who aren't, have their time slots are way earlier. So you're also just in there.
Yeah, just sitting and waiting.
Just like waiting around for it to start.
Wow.
And they have like, Eugene said they had like small bites and like an open bar and stuff in the back. But you don't want to do too much because then you have to sit down in the theater for hours.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that can't be cozy.
You don't want to, and in that gown, you don't want to be trying to get up and out every break to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
No. Then they have to get a seat filler.
Then they have to get the seat fillers and it's going to be a whole hubbub to get in and out.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to
do
that.
You know what I mean? And he had an amazing seat. He was like house left,
mm-hmm.
like six rows back.
Wow.
So like literally in all the shots from the stage, you could see him because he was like the only one wearing red. And like every time, most of the nominees actually were sitting over there. So like when they were running down to like the stage, you could see him.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I sent him a Instagram picture I saw because I follow Key from Everything Everywhere All at Once. Mm-hmm. And he always does his selfies and Eugene's in the background of one of them.
Oh my God.
I was like, I spy
my friend.
Right? I see you.
So good.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Yeah, but he came back with everything except for one ring. Uh-oh. You had like, I don't know, seven rings or something.
He lost a ring.
It was just a tad either too big carpet, and he's just talking with his hands.
Or like clapping because there's so much clapping.
Right.
And it just flew off.
He lost it somewhere.
Wow.
Left behind.
Uh-oh. Poor ring.
It's like Cinderella, except with a ring.
Oh.
You know?
Beautiful.
And the Oscar. When he wins an Oscar, it'll come with the ring.
They'll put the little ring on top the Oscar, like a little crown.
Right.
My gosh.
But the dress is huge.
It looks massive.
I literally had to move it this morning because we have nowhere to keep it. It's like the size of a room.
Oh, yeah. Where are you putting it?
Yeah, what is the plan for it?
What are you
going to
do with it?
Right now it's laying on the guest bed.
You should like send it to like what me and Becky did with our wedding dresses, like a dress preservation and stuff it.
Right?
Yeah.
Crumple it up.
Yeah, and put it in like a little box. And so you can open it up and it's like a museum display.
It'll open up and it'll just like explode. It'll expand. Whoa. So big. I have no idea.
The vacuum seal it, I bet.
How the fabric is like very stiff.
Mm.
So I don't think you could even like fold. I don't know.
Mm.
Honestly, we should probably ask Walter.
He
should know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely get it cleaned before you put it away anywhere. Otherwise, it'll be stinky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rummaging around on the floors and everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Laying on the bed.
Through all the spots.
Yeah.
It's crazy because the top is so tiny compared to the bottom.
Really?
Like the top is just like a little jacket. You just like hang on the closet.
Hey, maybe you can rewear it.
Rewear the jacket.
Telling you, colorful formal.
Colorful formal wedding.
Matt, you wear it. I feel like you're more likely to wear it a second time than Eugene is because it's so connected to.
I don't fit in it.
Oh, your muscles are
I'm too big.
You're too big.
Eugene's way more slender than I am.
Mm. Yeah, he looks snatched.
Yeah, well, he...
As they say.
He hasn't been drinking, and he's been working out like crazy.
Mm. Oh, good for him.
So that's like kicked him in gear, you know?
Yeah.
Make his skin look amazing.
We love it. Oh, did you do any like facials or anything before?
He did. A couple, I think it was like 5 days before he went to a facial.
I love that.
I got one done. Yeah.
It's just like such a boost. If you can do it like before big events, just go get a little facial.
Yeah.
It just gives your skin a little...
It does. Makes you look good.
Yeah.
Glow.
But don't do it right before. Don't do it like the day before.
No.
Or like if you're getting married, like don't get your eyebrows waxed the day before. Don't do anything the day before. Do it all the week before.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to wake up with no eyebrows on your wedding day.
You're going to have no eyebrows. Well, no, it's when you wax, since you're pulling up like a tiny bit of the skin, makeup won't sit on it as cleanly.
Will.
It's hard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you get a fresh wax and then put makeup on it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you just would look like red and irritated.
I mean that too.
Yeah. You could have a reaction if you're... Skin's already like your barrier's already compromised, and you put something on there that you don't react to.
At least a week.
I've never done it. Well, Eugene got invited to the Oscars like 2 weeks before.
Yeah, I remember I asked him, "Oh, are you going?" And he said no. And then I came in like a week later, and I was like, "Bummer, he's not going to the Oscars." Yeah. And you're like, "Plot twist!
He is. Yeah, he only found out 2 weeks, so he had no time. But when he got the invite, he didn't even know if he should go for two reasons. One, he was like, I kind of want to go for the first time to be nominated myself or something, right? Mm-hmm. But I was like, get over yourself. If you're invited to the Oscars, you go to the Oscars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have a ticket, you go, you can make a moment out of it. So he was like, yeah, I want to like really have a lot of like queer representation since you don't have a lot of that on the red carpet. So that's what really drove him to do it. But the other reason was he was like, I'm so busy. And this takes so much time. Like, even though there are events before the Oscars, it's also just like pulling together everything for the actual event.
Right.
Takes so much time.
Well, it's a lot of pressure.
It's not like you're getting paid for those things. No. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of your time and effort to do that that detracts from all of your other stuff. You know, like he's like working on his feature film, he's working on all his novels, he's working on TV development stuff. So he can't.
Right.
I mean, he did spend all his time on that. So now all those other things are actually delayed. I left him this morning. He's like furious at the computer.
Oh my God.
Typing for his novel. But I think it's good that you went.
I think it's incredible. Yeah.
Even if it puts them behind other things.
I mean, it's like something to check off your bucket list at the very minimum.
Yeah, live, laugh, love. And it's more exposure.
Yeah.
So all those other things, you know, when they show your picture of being like, Eugene Lee Yang has done this. And it's like him on the red carpet.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, it is the only thing that has been harder. There are like a lot of haters.
Oh, I was literally talking to Keith about this today. Like, I think it is truly the, I don't know if it's like LA blue state bubble, but I reposted Entertainment Tonight, I think it was, posted Eugene's look, and I reposted and I went to look at the comments and I was shocked.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? Why? I thought it was going to be what, you know, the TikToks that I had seen were all really nice. Positive. And like, wow, beautiful. You go, Eugene. Yay. And then, no, it was horrible people.
Yeah, some people are so mean.
Yeah. I can't believe there are those people still exist.
Yeah. I feel like anytime I scroll through anything, to be honest, I'm like, why does everyone have so much confidence behind a screen? Like, if you think about something that it's not so nice, like, why do you comment a mean thing? Why don't you just keep scrolling and you're like, okay. Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's terrible.
I told Eugene to stop reading the comments.
Do not read comments.
Definitely don't.
Yeah.
I told him to stop reading the comments because it's not going to help you.
Unless a celebrity said something nice about you. Then you can read it. Then read that one.
Well, I always think it's like the people are saying something about you, but you're not actually what they're thinking about. It's a reflection or something's going on in them that's making them write something online.
Right? Yeah.
So even though it feels like an attack on you, it's really not. It's really they're kind of attacking themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's hard to read even one mean comment.
I know.
In a sea of like 10,000 nice comments. It's really hard to not think about that one that got under your skin.
I know.
Well, yeah. And some of them were just fucking hateful.
Yeah.
That's what I was like, oh my God, you cannot like an outfit, whatever, like live, laugh, love.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like truly shocked.
Yeah.
I was like,
if I saw an outfit, I would never like... comment how gross it was or how much of a booger it looked like.
But all of us gremlins on the couch too, judging everyone's outfit. Yeah. Like I was in like a full onesie just like watching from home. Yeah. So
I was in my full black getup for being part of the dream team. The crew for the day.
You're all black with crew on the back.
Basically.
I love that. I love
next to David Dang with his black feather jacket.
Oh, of course. Was he doing his steps in the background to close his ring for the day? Yeah, oh my God.
We definitely got enough steps in, that's for sure. Yes, but it was fun. It was a fun day. It was cool to get ready, even though I didn't get to go. You know, maybe next year.
There's always next year.
There's always another Oscars.
But
to get invited to.
Yes.
Well, that's cool. That's exciting. It was fun. My grandma called us when she saw Eugene on the TV.
Aww.
She said, is that Eugene? So that is Eugene. She's like, wow.
That is the Eugene.
That is the Eugene Lee Yang.
Yes.
It's always fun seeing someone you know on the TV.
It's true.
I love it. I love when I see my actor friends on like Grey's Anatomy. I'm like, oh, look at you.
I can't believe Grey's Anatomy is still on.
Still on.
Grey's Anatomy.
Still going.
It's only like 20 years. How many
still
years?
Kicking.
18 years? 13 years?
I don't know. We got to ask Miles. He's the Grey's fan of The Office.
Because I remember it started when I was in college and I was like.
Yeah, I remember watching it with my parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whoa. Flash crazy. From the past.
Crazy. Yeah. But yeah, I think it's cool seeing people that you know and your friends on like TV.
I know.
Mm-hmm. When are we going to see you on TV, Becky?
I don't know. I asked Eugene why I wasn't his plus one to the Oscars.
You're on the YouTube
but
TV.
But now I know he didn't get a plus one and that's why I wasn't invited. That makes more sense now. I get it. You know who I would have been? I would have been like in Devil Wears Prada, whispering who the people were and like everything they're in.
Mm.
Like Eugene doesn't need that, but I always do that for Keith if we're ever anywhere.
Good. I need that. Yeah. I always forget.
I always am like whispering in like, I remember there was one party, I think we talked about it on the podcast. Keith was talking to someone and then he came back over and I was like, what were you talking to Michael B. Jordan about? And he was like, who? Huh? And I was like, you need help. How do you not remember? He like can't remember names and people to save his life.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of like that.
Yeah.
Hey there, overwhelmed foodies. Are you drowning in a sea of meal kit options, feeling like you're in a bad dating game where every contestant looks the same? Fear not, because amidst the chaos, there's one shining star worth your culinary affection. Home Chef is not just another fish in the meal kit sea. They're a gourmet catch you've been dreaming of. Say goodbye to swiping left on lackluster meals and swipe right for the one brand that'll make your taste buds swoon. Home Chef has over 30 options a week and serves a variety of dietary needs, so you don't have to worry about what to make ahead of time, which we love. My husband has a lot of dietary restrictions, so I love that Home Chef has just something for everyone. Not only is it convenient, but it's economical too. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering our listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life, and of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/sitwithus. That's homechef.com/sitwithus for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. homechef.com/sitwithus. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
I haven't done this, but I've always thought I should make my own Facebook, like when I get home, you know, and like put the person's name and like what I talked about with them and stuff.
Oh,
because then you see them again. Yeah, because then I see them again and I like, I remember the person, but I don't remember anything else.
This is like the Devil Wears Prada. Yeah. That's what it had in the little book.
That's what I need.
She would be like, yeah.
I should really start doing
so that. And so.
Because you meet so many people.
You really
going
do.
Going to parties and stuff. You meet so many people.
Yeah. Especially you. Never know you when you're going to see them. You get more phone numbers at parties than any person more I've ever met. Not in like a romantic way, but just of like, Matt like will make 8 friends at a wedding. When we were in Greece, he was like, we're going over person's house the next day. And I was like, Matt, we are not going over to that stranger's house.
Didn't make it.
Oh my gosh.
I was way too hungover.
But you and David get
all
the numbers.
Social butterfly.
It's true. It's true.
All the hangouts.
So fun.
Well, thanks for recapping Eugene's Oscar weekend for us.
I know.
Oscars. With the rest of our time, Matt, give us an audience cue. What does the audience need help with?
Well, this one relates to celebrating.
Since we love
just celebrating Eugene at the Oscars. This one is how to celebrate friends. Thank you for the wonderful podcast you put out every week. I enjoy listening to it while working on crochet projects.
Fun.
That's a skill I do wish I had.
Me too.
Can make your own stuff. I'm turning 25 in May and would like to find a special way to celebrate with my 2 best friends. None of us have much extra funding and I don't drink for medical reasons. I'm also somewhat limited in mobility due to a disability. You all seem like you know how to have a lot of fun. So do you have any suggestions for me on what we could do for my birthday?
Sleepovers
are so fun.
Becky's excited for a sleepover.
I love adult sleepovers. Yes. Wear really cute jammies, whatever That's your favorite true. Cozies are. Make a playlist of like movies that you want to watch.
Yes.
Have a million snacks or whatever you like to munch on.
Lots of games. Bring out your favorite
Lots
games.
Lots of games. Yes. I love adult sleepovers. They are my favorite.
Yes.
Whoa.
If you're into karaoke, do that. I am someone, okay. Zach and I are people that can do karaoke fully sober, maybe not so much for other people. So depending on like what your vibe is. Also, if not, then movies and TV shows are amazing. You can set up your living room in a very cute way with like fun little lights, low lighting. You could set up a fort, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, a fort.
Yeah.
I love
that. A fort.
So a fun. Fort, a pillow fort. A blanket fort.
You also could do your own like beauty night. Put a beauty segment in there.
Oh, and do like little face masks.
Mini facials, face masks.
Yes.
Paint the nails, curl the hairs. All the
curl the hairs. Curl the hairs. You could have a little photo shoot too.
Yeah, you could. Ooh. You could have. It's so easy and cheap actually to make your own like step and repeat wall.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just like a nice background wall with maybe what balloon art or something you got on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's so easy, so cheap.
Yeah.
Smack it up there.
Keith and I do at parties. You have to be really trusting of your friends to not knock your stuff over. But if you have like, we use an old iPad, but you can make your own photo booth.
Oh.
And you just set it on the face forward and then it saves. And then Keith will make like a group album with everyone who was there. And then you could just grab the pictures that you want.
Cute.
But
disposable cameras are fun.
Oh, yeah.
Be sure to use the flash at night if it's at night. You can make a scrapbook out of that afterwards.
Yes. These are all great ideas.
Sleepover.
What's your favorite game to play? Like adult game?
I do like the lion games. Mm-hmm. I like that werewolf game.
Mm-hmm.
I like Mafia. I like Mafia.
Mm.
I like those. Those are the games Keith hates the most. He's like, I don't think lying is fun. Keith and I have been playing, it's called like Hughes and Clues or something like that. But it's literally just a giant piece of paper that has a whole spectrum of colors on it. Mm. And you say one word and the person has to put down what they think that color is. So like, you would be like Barney. Yeah. One that we had was, what's his name from McDonald's?
Ronald?
The Grimace.
Purple one?
Grimace, the purple one.
Yeah.
So we had said Grimace for one of them. And we found out later when we were Googling that Grimace was actually like multiple colors over his iteration.
What? Oh, no way.
Because I had thought,
being orange too.
Yeah, it was like I had thought he was one shade of purple. Keith thought he was another shade of purple. Keith's brother thought he was a different shade of purple. But it's really fun to like see what people come up with. Like, be like, pee. And then you have to put it down. It's cute. Gross. It's cute. And I've seen people playing. I've always wanted to do it. I've never done it. Is what's the game where you put the heads down?
Guess who?
Guess who? But you have to use like descriptors for them.
You're like,
You'd be like, this guy works at a coffee shop. Does your guy work at a coffee shop?
Yeah, we played that at Lauren's Bachelorette in Tulum. They had the Spanish version. It was called Adivina Quien. And they all had like different names and different. I mean, it was still like a mixture of people, but it was really fun.
Okay, here's another one.
All right.
Since the Oscars are so secretive, this listener has a question about secrets.
Secrets are no fun.
I love your podcast and have listened every week since the start.
You're
this
a real
is the
one.
First time I've ever felt inclined to write in.
Well, welcome.
Big. I desperately need tips on how to keep someone else's secret. I'm a 25-year-old lady engaged to a 26-year-old man. We were introduced to each other by a friend. Let's call her Kay. Mm-hmm. Kay and I were in the same sorority, and she was dating my fiance's fraternity brother, Jay.
Okay.
So Kay and Jay. They were together for about 4 years, but broke up in 2020. So that's 4 years ago already. Kay and Jay's breakup was on good terms. They don't talk much and almost never see each other, but don't have any hard feelings. My fiance has remained best friends with Jay. They hung out this weekend while Kay and I hung out separately. In this time, Jay told my fiance the juiciest secret ever. It is Jay's secret and it is deeply personal. Nothing bad or scary. My fiance was given permission to tell me the secret because it holds some relevance to planning our wedding. But we were not given permission to tell the secret to Kay. Granted, we didn't ask. I know that Kay would find this so juicy, would absolutely want to know. And it is relevant to her past relationship with Jay. But I also know that it's not my secret to tell. So I'm trying everything in my power to keep this secret a secret, especially because Kay will eventually find out. But until then, how would you recommend keeping a really juicy secret? One that you really can't share, but want to share so badly. And that you have to hold in for an indefinite amount of time that could be anywhere from weeks to years.
Whoa.
I feel like I may explode.
I would explode. That would make my brain explode. But at least I could talk about it with Keith. You know what I mean?
True.
I feel like we've heard secrets before where someone's been like, you can't tell anyone this, but you can tell you and Keith can know about it. And I've been like, okay.
Right.
Like, that's enough for me. I'll have the one other person. But if I was told, like, don't say this at all, I think I might explode.
Yeah.
I might just combust.
Yeah. I feel the same way.
Especially if it was juicy.
I want to know what the secret is.
I do, too. I'm like, he's going to have to hold it for years, and it's nothing bad. So what would, like, a juicy...
How could it be so juicy?
Juicy secret.
Yeah.
But then how do you keep the secret? I guess you
talk about it with your fiance.
You basically said you just talk about it.
Just talk about it with your fiance. If you feel like you're going to talk about it with that other person, be like,
So just keep it in the circle.
Keep it in the circle.
Yeah. Keep it in the circle.
Yeah.
Cone of silence.
Do you have any mechanisms that you use when you feel like you're about to tell a secret? Like you're about to say something you shouldn't say?
I leave.
Whenever we see Becky just stand up and walk out, we know why. She's about to say something she wasn't supposed to say.
I gotta go. Adios. I'm up. I'm out.
I don't think I've ever felt compelled enough.
Me neither.
Because I feel fulfilled enough. As long as someone else, Zach.
I was about to say, also, Zach knows all the juiciest gossip. Zach is like,
gossip.
Zach is juicy gossip little bitch number one.
Yeah.
I'm happily juicy gossip little bitch number two.
Oh my gosh.
But he knows all the juicy secrets.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Secrets.
Secrets.
Yeah. I feel like especially if someone's told me, I'd rather, you know, feel satisfied that I know and other people don't know. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know about that. I feel like the guilt that I would feel if it got out is enough for me to not say anything or like to keep it either with my husband or my mom. My mom knows like everything. I'll call her like every 20 minutes on my days off. I'm like, hello, mom.
Magali
is Gossipy Bee number three.
She's my cone. Cone of silence. Cone of
silence. She's like, she's actually one of the commenters online. Exactly. She's like,
your secret's, got a blog. Your secret's safe with Maggie. Zach and Magali. Maggie,
in Zach parentheses.
Yeah. You just have to find a way not to say anything.
Yeah.
You just got to hold, keep it to yourself, girlfriend.
Talk about it with your pet, if you have a pet.
That's true. I guess you just talk out loud to the plants.
Maybe not out loud. In your car?
Yeah. In your car. Make a song about it. Mm-hmm. You know, there are other creative outlets.
Get a coloring book. You don't need to share this juicy little nugget, you know?
Exactly.
You don't got to share it.
Exactly. Yeah. Just like how most people, after they go to the Oscars, they think, what's next? You know, mm-hmm. I've made it to the best. So does this listener. I'm a 25-year-old female with a midlife crisis. I am not sure what to do.
I hope it's not your midlife.
I hope quarter life.
Not your, the middle of your life.
That's true. You're too young.
Yeah.
Quarter life.
You're having a quarter life crisis.
You're in your quarter life crisis.
Yeah.
About what to do with my current career. As a background, I'm a registered nurse. And I've wanted to be a nurse since I was very young. I volunteered at a hospital in high school and based my life in schooling all on wanting to be a nurse. Nursing school was extremely hard for me due to my learning disability, and I do not want to go back to school.
I feel that.
I'm currently in between jobs, but was a PCU trauma nurse for 2 years. What's PCU?
I'm guessing it's like patient care unit, but I don't actually know. I don't know what periop. I don't know. It could be
anything.
Yeah.
After surgery.
It could mean different things.
I loved it, but was burnt out and had compassion fatigue. Mm. Mm. I also feel, though I have some PTSD from extremely bad code I was in.
Ugh, that's awful.
After my trauma job, I transitioned into PACU post-surgery, which only lasted for 3 months to an extremely toxic work environment. Long story short, they said, don't believe in mental health days.
That's what?
Everyone has mental health days. I left that job about 3 weeks ago. I am financially stable for now and living with my boyfriend, so the rent isn't too bad. I am here now with no job. I am constantly going back and forth about thinking I should quit being a nurse altogether, but feel I would be failing myself and my parents if I did. The only two other areas I'm interested in are hospice and teaching nursing. With hospice, I'm not sure I can mentally take it. And with teaching, I don't feel like I know enough and don't want to go back to school to get a master's. But I also have no idea what I would do if I left nursing. I don't know where to start in a new career and what that career would even look like. I am lost. I know I need more time to think about it, and I need therapy but can't currently afford it. Does anyone have any ideas or advice for me? I would especially love to hear from Maggie.
Hey, girl.
Fellow nurse.
Hello, girl. I feel like this is such a common thing that I've been hearing, especially after 2020, when everyone like goes through collective trauma, especially healthcare. I have a lot of friends who have been kind of dealing with the same things, have switched careers, have switched specialties, and just know that you're not alone and you don't have to make the decision right away. Mm-hmm. It's tough. I feel like there is a lot of avenues in nursing that you can explore, and I don't think that you need to be an expert in whatever field that you'd be teaching. Like, you could be a nursing and clinical instructor for general med surg since you did work on a cardiac unit if you do enjoy teaching. But there are so many avenues. You could work in research. You could work in quality improvement, which is like a lot of these are not client or like patient facing. So if you are feeling like a lot of emotional burnout, which is completely normal and should be talked about more, there are other, like, you could be a school nurse if you like working with kids. I mean, there are a lot of avenues, and it will take time and patience to kind of figure out. First, you have to nail down and sit with yourself, obviously tackle your mental health and kind of take care of yourself mentally first. I'm glad that you have the space to take time away so you can kind of come back to it a little fresh and decide kind of where you want to go and then go from there. Also, don't be scared to reach out to old people that you went to nursing school with that you maybe haven't chatted about, like catching up with people and seeing like where they're at. Cause a lot of people have moved around. Like I've been out of nursing school for almost 10 years now, and I have had many people that I've reconnected with to hear where they are now and kind of where they've gone. Mm. And you don't necessarily have to go back to school, but it is really hard. If you ever want to jump specialties, they are always looking for at least like 2 years experience. But if you could even get like a per diem float job, per diem just means you are you do not have benefits and you get to kind of float around to different areas of the hospital. That's like another way to see if you are interested in another specialty.
Mm. Yeah. Got it. Wow.
So there are options. I mean, if you feel like you want to jump careers entirely, don't feel like self-conscious or feel like you're not able to do that out of fear of your parents or like letting yourself down. Like, I don't think that you should look at it that way.
Right.
Because ultimately you're going to be happiest where you are passionate about.
And even if you went back to some type of nursing job now, you can always leave that one.
Yeah.
To do something later.
Mm-hmm.
Something else later. So.
But I do recommend
like you have to do the other
keep your certifications current so you always have the option to go back because it's a lot harder once they expire.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And after so much school, I know it feels hard to like not do what you went to school for.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
After so many hours. But teaching also is good, especially if you did have a learning disability, you had a hard time through it because you can really understand the challenges of students.
Right. And you can present information in a completely different way. Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Whether it be theory or it can be clinical. So in classroom or outside of the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great. Good advice, Maggie.
Yay.
Thank you.
I hope that was helpful.
Hopefully that helps.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for sitting with us today, for getting ready with us or getting ready with me while I got Eugene ready for the Oscars.
Thanks for giving us the inside scoop.
Yes, next year we'll be there, you know.
We'll
all be Eugene plus one. Exactly.
Plus three.
Thank you so much for sitting with us. Until next time, register to vote and vote. It is voting season, people. Get out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the governors, you have to vote.
You have to vote. Don't be like those governors that don't vote. Vote in your local elections.
Exactly. And remember to be kind to other people. Tip your servers. Get vaccinated, stay safe, wash your hands, pee after sex. And until next time, bye.
Bye. Bye.